Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
It's the year of Dan, Chappie. Welcome to it.
Well, you know, I'm always going to be hanging around. And, you know, I'll say one thing. You can kind of sort of just mimic me to an old anvil, and it laughs at many broken hammers.
What are you rambling on? We got to go.
I'm 62, and there's been a lot of folk coming at me, and I'm still standing at a buck 78, lean and thin and mean. So
we got to go. We got to go. Thanks, Mikey.
Yep, I got to go. I'm going to go play some Call of Duty. They have a new weapon. You just drop near people. It immediately flattens everybody. It's called Jake's Phone.
Oh, wow. He had
yes.
a phone
yes.
joke.
Yeah, nice.
We have to end the week
came
with
armed
a phone
with
joke.
A phone joke.
Got some breaking news for you tonight. The St. Louis Cardinals, of course, you know, are up for the World Series tonight. New champs, apparently, beat the Detroit Tigers. Our expert on all this, of course, is going to join us right now, Dale Hansen. It's a big new, big win tonight for the folks in St. Louis.
I have no idea, John. Why don't you go ahead and do it?
Take a short break. We'll be right back to sports.
And high school football highlights. Stay with us.
You ever watch like a cartoon as you used to watch when you were little as an adult? So my like I was with my nephew. We sitting there, we watching Pepe Le Pew. And I say to my nephew, I say, now pay attention to this guy because he's funny. I used to watch him when I was little. And we watching Pepe Le Pew, but I'm old now. I'm looking like, good God, what kind of f***ing rapist is this guy? Like, take it easy. My nephew was sitting there cracking up. See, sometimes you got to take the f*** like Pepe. Like, oh, no. I had to turn the channel real quick.
Jin, I mean, your onerous terms notwithstanding, I'm very excited to be a part of your VR play.
VR?
VR, virtual reality.
Who's that doing VR?
You are. That's what Big Head said. This play has to do with the Oculus, right?
No.
But he said that you said Oculus. He said you kept saying it. Oculus, Oculus, Oculus.
Octopus.
Octopus?
It's a water animal.
I know what an octopus is.
As a great philosopher once said, why am I here? And after tonight, I really don't know why.
Hey, this is Joe Looney of the Dallas Cowboys. I never listen to Dan and Jake on the Ticket, dude.
Interesting question. Have you ever thought about putting together the NFL all going to hell team?
It's just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray. Sit back and hang in the Hang Zone.
The official
Sonny hates you now.
Animal, non-human, of the Hang Zone is
the octopus.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
I don't know why that played.
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs.
Been animated.
Blake Jones. Who Blake Jones?
Have you seen Dude Perfect's latest trick?
And now, your Hang Zone host. From noon to three, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
F*** everybody!
Hell yeah!
All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right.
We are the triumphant return of the bearded one. Jake Kemp is back.
Bearded.
Back.
Beaten by said beard.
2 days off, but hasn't been here in 5 days.
But very excited to be back in the den and to be hanging. I heard your highly rated program both Friday and yesterday on my drive. Enjoyed that quite a bit.
So did you have your earpods in, AirPods, and your wife had a different AirPod in? Or did you all listen? You, wife, Nora?
It was a combo of both. There were certainly some times where I was able to pull off the AirPod just for me.
Uh-huh.
And then some times where we enjoyed the show together.
Did you punch your steering wheel at all? Did you say, those idiots, if I were only there?
It is kind
this
of
is
a
what
fun
I would
experience.
Correct.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's it's every P1 knows what that's like, especially when listening to the Dumb Zone. But it's a particularly odd experience whenever you're normally able to say, you know, what needs to be said. The movie you were thinking of was Birth of a Nation.
Yes, the very racist movie.
Yeah.
By a very famous filmmaker, early 1900s.
And then another one that was quite entertaining was Julie was hosting on Friday. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Jake.
You're not on Zoom. So,
welcome
back.
Look at that filter.
Yeah, that's a nice soft filter.
That's
so
very soft.
This was one that I was yelling about. I heard a bit of a mishap at the start of the news on Friday as Julie's headset was malfunctioning.
Uh-huh.
So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to unplug a headset.
Okay, so
just use layman terms here. Don't get too technical.
And then I'm just going to plug it back in.
So the plug was out.
Well, how did that happen? I didn't unplug it.
So, you know, what happens here is you unplug it, and then there's no cord to the headset.
See, that's like when...
Okay, wait.
My wife, how many times has your wife called you at work and said, I can't get the Apple TV to work, but
yeah.
I got the DirecTV where, okay, just top right button, press that.
Yeah.
So you're saying return to the Dragon's Den today, and it was unplugged, and therefore you assume that was the whole issue, and that I didn't... notice that would have been unplugged.
Well, I haven't touched it
on
since.
Friday.
I'm 100% certain because I could actually, you know, I heard that it was working, and then in the next segment it wasn't. So probably what happened is you stepped on the cord or something.
I did get up to go to the potty,
and it pops out here a little bit, but then you just simply plug it back in.
And she didn't use our potty, Jake.
I heard that whole debate.
She would not use the upstairs bathroom,
of course not.
Because. I would not rescind the open door policy. It was her choice. She could have used it. I'm sitting over here. What does it really matter? Think of it.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
Well, she's so repulsed by that. Whereas I would have gone in there. Like, I don't know.
But
she says she keeps the door closed even at home.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably normal.
Yeah, but if no one's home.
Oh, I don't do that.
I mean, I'll at least pull it closed. I won't necessarily, like, yank on it so it clicks. But it's closed. It just feels weird. It's something that's supposed to be private.
Is it more weird? Let's lay out both sides of the spectrum here.
Okay.
Is it more weird to feel like you have to close the door at home when you're there by yourself? To do it with the door open? Or to get completely nude every time you have to go to the bathroom like Donovan?
That's the weirdest of all.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of bathroom talk since you've been gone.
I noticed.
Now that I think about it.
But I did enjoy that in the year of Dan, you opted to go downstairs. You didn't utilize open door policy when she was sitting 6 feet away from where
she
was.
No, in fact, I went downstairs and then upstairs to
the master. Can we still say that?
We cannot say master bedroom. Master bathroom.
Because if you don't, then you fixed racism.
Mm-hmm.
That was
the
main problem.
And I'm about fixing racism.
Right. So just don't use that word and everything's good to go. That's what you're telling me.
Did you hear our new word that Julie made up?
I not only heard it, I heard what you heard when she said it.
Do we have that in a more long form than just the drop, or do we just have the drop?
We have it.
Throwing this right at you. So Pepe Le Pew has been yanked from the movie, or just cut, on the cutting room floor. They did film it. Or put it together. I don't know how you do a cartoon. You film a cartoon? Huh. Help me out, Julie. Dumb Zone.
It's been animated. You don't film it.
You voice it.
Been animated.
Yeah. So, lot to unpack there, as they say. I was furiously texting Blake as I was not driving at this point and saying, okay, he's looking for the word animated. Add this to the list.
But I helped him with that.
Before I was even able to finish it, I learned about animation via a nice fruity snack, Bananimated.
Bananimated. I think we're on to something here.
So you draw it with a banana? Right. So you weren't thinking of banana having sex.
That's
like
what
I
you
was.
Were thinking. Yeah, like right. The banana made it.
Made it.
Or having sex with a banana. Maybe a human. I don't know how that would work.
Dear.
But
I know. I mean, I have a pretty good idea how it would work. In fact, you want a Kemp spin from my own life? A big rumor when I was in junior high was, well, you can just use theater of mind here, but that a student who was in summer school, you know, so a bit of a ne'er-do-well, did that at school and got caught.
With a banana?
Yeah.
Bananimated.
A boy?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
That's so weird.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I know that was a rumor coming back that fall that, like, gosh, did you hear about such and such? She bananimated.
I prefer to think of it as like happy little dancing bananas all over a screen.
Sure. Or like dance it.
Julie spin.
Draw it with a banana.
Yeah, it's like a pen.
Yeah.
The big, giant, thick yellow pen.
I do like Julie spin just being a positive take. It's the complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's Julie spin for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
So, speaking of Pepe Le Pew,
mm-hmm.
kind of were, because he has been...
Animated.
Hasn't really been canceled. I love how these stories can just get warped from the initial... He was not canceled. It was actually just a cut scene. Had nothing to do with cancel culture at all. But then there was a cancel culture type... Or there was a call for, hey, should we take a look at Pepe Le Pew, just in this weekend's New York Times, I believe it was, in an opinion piece. And it then got warped. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's almost makes me very tired to think about how these things can spin out of control.
On the heels of learning that like 45 of the top 50 selling books on Amazon were Dr. Seuss books, and... It's a lot of the ones that actually no one had a problem with. Yes, I'm very tired, Dave.
What, no one had a problem of 200 of them? And,
right.
And really, no one called for the removal of the six that they did remove, but they themselves said, boy, this is it's a pretty racist drawing of this Chinese guy, and we called him Chinaman in the book, so maybe we should just back off of that. That's going to be our call.
Canceled.
And, yeah, then it's crazy. Anyway... do you want to hear the Musers layout on Sean when they were talking Pepe Le Pew?
I would love that.
Should we play the whole... It's like about a minute or so.
It's very funny.
That was not a good cartoon.
Kind of with you on that.
Wasn't funny. It always felt uncomfortable.
Really
uncomfortable. I mean,
it was uncomfortable.
Long before Me Too, you felt really bad for the cat that all of a sudden looked like a skunk.
Sure. Oh, an accident in which she... rubbed up against a paintbrush that went right down the back.
Yeah.
So he thought she was a skunk. But Sean's laughing at it, so... She Sean? Just never get away. I thought it was... Pepe Le Pew is kind of funny.
No, never got away, therefore funny.
I don't know. She would always be hauling ass, and he would just be hopping, and he would always catch her. It was a good laugh. I don't know. Young me thought it was funny.
Someone on this show needs sensitivity training.
Hashtag Sean.
Yeah, that got an audible laugh out of me this morning. He's just not even trying to hide it. Yeah, it was funny because she was never able to get away from him. Like, well, yeah, that's the part that we're all pointing out. That's
pretty funny for
the
males in the audience, I suppose.
Did you see I made a sandwich with a gift card?
Explain.
So, this is a MacGyver dad move, and I'm sure you've all been in situations like this, but we were headed back yesterday, and I'm in the mode of we're not stopping again. We've stopped once. This is it. We had some peanut butter.
You're fast dad driving.
Well, yeah, at this point, whoever's driving, we're getting home.
I am a king of, I just play a game in my mind.
Uh-huh.
So you see I have, let's say, 180 miles? Okay, so I'm thinking, okay, if you average 60 miles an hour, I can get there in 3 hours. What about 2 hours? Like, then I'm playing a game in my head.
Oh, yeah.
But I have to have that baseline of, all right, it's 2.5. Mm-hmm. 2.5 is my goal. But then if you stop at a gas station...
You got to make that quick, time up, yeah.
Fast, not quick, yeah, and then you have to, you try to get in the, boy, here's a word with Dan, but it's
it's an express lane.
No.
Oh.
But you get,
highway.
What do they call it? Is it drafting?
Oh, okay.
When you get
you're
behind.
Not really doing that.
No, but that's what they call it in NASCAR, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You try to get behind someone who is going 95, but you get a little bit far enough behind him that he'll get buzzed by the radar.
He's kind of Moose Johnston in this scenario.
When you see the cop way up ahead that's already seen him,
he's your bandit.
Yeah.
So I've always looked for one of those guys, and I haul ass, get right behind him. But I wait for one of those guys. Go ahead.
Every dad does it, I'm sure.
But I love
chewing up, and then you get home, and you're like, I just banked 13 minutes.
Yeah. And then if she's driving, you're like, what are we doing here?
Well, she was.
We're not playing this game.
The kid
game
was
right.
Starting to have the I'm hungry situation, and like, all right, what do we got? I have some bread. I have some peanut butter. There's no knife in this car. And I just grabbed a fully used gift card that for some reason was still in the wife's wallet, stuck it in the jiffy there, and cut the sandwich with a gift card and spread the peanut butter on the bread using the gift card.
And did you consider your finger at any point?
So that was the other thing, is I didn't want to have sticky hand for the rest. We had about 2 hours left, and I didn't want to stop again. And then it's kind of tough to spread with a finger. Like, you need almost like a fine edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I didn't want to punch a hole in the bread with my finger, you know, superhuman strength.
So this is all to shut the kid up.
Yeah.
And to keep moving.
All parenting is. Like, how can we shut them up most efficiently at this very moment, and then you move on to the same problem again in like 5 minutes?
I was proud of myself, though. I've always thought of parenting as how to make them tired enough to go to sleep.
Sure. That's a big part of it.
Which is a good way to shut them up.
Yeah.
Those little MacGyver tricks you think of.
Jake,
your life is this boring.
Yeah, I think that sounds completely normal.
Yeah.
Like something I would do,
too. That was like a highlight of your vacation.
That's pretty much what I did this weekend.
Yeah, that's really all you've told us about your vacation.
Yeah, as I spread peanut butter using a department store gift card. And I fixed this headset.
Well, it's great that you're back. Your beard looks great.
Yeah, it feels
good. We put out a picture, day 29 of the, what are we looking at?
I guess, give or take 180 days.
Okay, you're on your way. You're one.
Go ahead.
Sixth.
There you go.
Almost 1/6.
Yeah, and at some point maybe we can talk, because I know that Bob, we seem very close to hammering out a deal, but I want to wait till like 2 or 3 months to even talk about it. And then maybe we can add a couple weeks and I can just do a tiny bit down here, but it's my burden.
You look very...
Don't bet the Sterminator.
Terroristic.
Yeah. I'm interested to see what this flight in a couple months is going to look like.
Oh, my. All right. Well, we'll get to that. Well, we'll deal with that.
Anyway.
All right. It's Tuesday, so we have Business Tuesday today. We have Jake's weekly visit with the Royals. These are all on today's show. But... Throughout today's show, the big theme will be the big theme in DFW sports today, is it not? Is the talking point in Dallas sports not Dak? So let's dive into that next.